What does this say about the nature of the enemy that Israel is facing right now?
What I would say is that the nature of the enemy is satanic.
Yes.
It's satanic and it's demonic, because this is a spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
This was the attack that was meant to be genocide. It's the Jewish people.
That's right.
That's who they want to kill. That's who they want to slaughter. That's why as Christians, our role is to bless. We bless Israel. We bless the Jewish people. And if our Jewish brothers, our
yes.
Jewish sisters ever needed blessing, it's now. It is now.
Welcome to a special Emergency Bless Israel program, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Right now, the Jewish people and the Promised Land of Israel are caught in the crosshairs of an unparalleled war crisis. The Fellowship is responding on the ground in harm's way, providing families, women, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors with emergency essentials, security resources, and critical supplies. The needs are overwhelming, and we're asking for your help. Please stay tuned as we share on our program today how you can help bless Israel and her people and show them they are not alone in this fight. And we begin with the President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Yael Eckstein.
Shalom, my friends, from here in the Holy Land. We have to remember this. Israel is fighting this war for you. For all the people who cherish freedom across the world, for all the people in America, in Europe, these are terrorists, radical Islamists, who don't only want to destroy Israel, they want to destroy the entire free world, the entire West, and the entire moderate Arab world. And so we are willing to fight this war. Since October 7th, when over 3,000 Hamas terrorists came into Israel and murdered everyone they saw, men, women, children, civilians, soldiers, they didn't care about the difference. Children who were at a music festival, they just killed everyone. And they kidnapped over 240 people. And we still have innocent Israelis in captivity right now in Gaza. And it's something that is tearing Israel apart. And the terrorists know that, which is why they're playing this game of keeping the hostages. They are a terror organization that Israel is fighting, who is using human shields, who is using men, women, and children, their own people, in order to survive, who's stealing the international aid so that there will be a food crisis, and so the international community will go up against Israel. Israel, on one hand, has definitely disturbed the Hamas terrorist infrastructure, but has not destroyed it. And that is something that we don't know what will be next. And in the northern border, we also have huge issues. We have Hezbollah terrorists on the northern border. Who's Hezbollah terrorists? They are funded by Iran. They are partially part of the Lebanese government. And they have been launching missiles daily into Israel. That's why Israeli citizens have been evacuated. We have over 60,000 internal refugees right now from northern Israel who haven't been able to go back to their homes, not their schools, not their workplaces, and are living in one-room hotel rooms, sometimes with a family of six, because they can't go home because there are terrorists on their border. Israel will need to take care of this. And so this is a time of so much uncertainty, where we need our hostages back, where we need to defeat Hamas so that they won't do another October 7th, where we need to defeat Hezbollah or get them through a diplomatic solution away from our border so that our people can go back. So here in Israel, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, we have at many locations volunteers packing food boxes, packing meals. We are delivering to victims of terror, to Holocaust survivors, to orphans, to children. We are saying to the people of Israel, where it feels like the whole world is against us, the fellowship is distributing these meals and saying Christians around the world stand with you.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
The Iranians no longer are simply working through their proxies of Hezbollah and Hamas. They've now entered into an extraordinary moment of conflict by directly attacking Israel. This presents an extraordinary problem for the people of Israel and their safety and security. And never has it been so important that the people around the world, especially those of us who are Christian, stand with our Jewish friends in the state of Israel. Because of these attacks, not only is Israel having to defend itself from Hamas in the south, Hezbollah to the north, but now direct attacks from Iran. The Iranians are clearly trying to escalate and to take advantage of what they perceive to be a world weakened in their support of Israel. All the more reason that every one of us must stand with Israel, and we must do it with a great sense of confidence and an extraordinary sense of urgency. I ask you to join me in standing with the Fellowship of Christians and Jews and making sure that there are resources available for people to have a place to stay, for their security, for food, and for the hope that comes when those of us here in America who are Christian join with our friends to make sure that in Israel they know we are with them. The need is urgent.
Following Iran's unprecedented direct attack upon Israel with hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles, the people of Israel continue to face military threats from enemies seeking her very destruction. Today, Israel is fighting with Hamas terrorists in the south, Iran-backed Hezbollah in the north, and now the nation of Iran itself.
I'm believing that wherever it might be that the enemies of Israel might seek to inflict and to wound, to maim, I'm believing that God will use this fellowship to alleviate, to heal, to bind up the wounded, to feed, to clothe, to build more bomb shelters. Nobody should have to live like this.
As Christians, we must act urgently and pray fervently that God's unfailing compassions will provide the resources to help Israel defend itself against Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Your emergency gift of $45 or any amount the Lord leads you to give today will help provide current and future emergency aid, including medical supplies, food, protective gear for first responders, emergency supply kits, additional bomb shelter construction, trauma care for children and the elderly, medicine, and other critical needs. Call 800-609-2332, 800-609-2332, or online at protectisrael.org. Together, Christians and Jews can claim the promise from God in Psalm 138, verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. Your gift of $45 today will help protect Jewish lives and provide emergency essentials to Jewish families now and in the future attacks as Israel fights for its very survival. Call 800-609-2332. That's 800-609-2332. Or donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org.
Hello, everyone. I'm Penny Nance, CEO and President of Concerned Women for America. I know you joined me in absolutely having a broken heart for victims in Israel. I'm angry. I'm sad. We've cried. And together, our entire organization is praying for Israel. Our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews are doing amazing work that I've seen firsthand on the ground in Israel. But we must pray. So join with us as we pray for Israel, just as it tells us to do in Psalm 122. I will never forget the words of Jesus as he cried, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem." He saw, I believe, through the ages of all the horrible things that were going to happen to his people. So join us in prayer for Israel as we are told to do in the Bible, but also give. My husband and I gave a gift today to support the fellowship. They're doing amazing work, and we all need to join together and help them as they are ministering at this important moment in history. Thank you so much, and shalom.
You're listening to a special Emergency Bless Israel program on the war in Israel. Bishop Paul Lanier, chairman of the U.S. Board for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, spoke with Michelle Bachman, who also serves on the fellowship's board of directors and is a former U.S. congressional representative, to discuss the fight that Israel and her people are facing.
Dean, I'd like to ask you, Israel's been hit so many times, in so many ways, from various enemies, all the way back to 48. This is different, as you said. The heinous attacks. As you said, we don't want to get sensational, but some of it you can't hardly mention without dealing with the obscenities and the absurdities, the viciousness. What does this say about the nature of the enemy that Israel is facing right now?
What I would say is that the nature of the enemy is satanic.
Yes.
It's satanic and it's demonic because this is a spiritual war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know this is a spiritual war, and this is an irrational, deranged hatred of a people, the Jewish people. And now what we've seen is they were trying to commit genocide. They were trying to fulfill their charter.
So this isn't really about land at all. It's not simply removing Jews from Israel. It's removing Jews from the earth.
From the earth. It's genocide. That is what they call for in their documents. I want to let people in the fellowship realize what Israel's up against. On the west side, they have Arabs who hate them in this foreign terrorist organization called Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
On their east side, they have the Palestinian Authority and Fatah. And I've been told that they've actually killed more Jews than Hamas has even killed.
Wow.
And then on their northern side, they've got Syria, which is influenced by Iran, and they've got Lebanon, which has some estimates are as many as 200,000 rockets that are pointed against Israel.
Wow.
And so Israel's neighbors have attacked Israel before in 48, in 67, in 73, and other times as well. This was the attack that was meant to be genocide. This wasn't a military attack against Israeli military. This was an all-out, absolute demonic hatred where whole families were slaughtered. One 13-year-old boy, he's the only one who survived. His sisters were slaughtered, his parents, in the most gruesome way. When these murderers came in, they not only killed the bodies, they mutilated the bodies beyond recognition. And that's what Israel is dealing with, Bishop. That's why I say this is demonic. Imagine a human being crossing a moral line in their own conscience, first to be able to kill. But then to be able to look at an innocent person pleading for their life, or a baby, or a baby. How could any human being do this unless they allow the spirit of Satan to come into their heart? But it's for one people, and one people only, Jewish people.
That's right.
It's the Jewish people.
That's right.
That's who they want to kill. That's who they want to slaughter. That's why as Christians, the Bible tells, God is the number one character in the Bible. The second character is Israel. God loves Israel.
Yes.
He created this nation for the purpose of blessing all families on earth.
Yes.
Israel is a blessing.
Yes.
That's why God created Israel. And so what does Satan want to do? Destroy Israel.
Yes.
Commit genocide against the Jewish people. And so we who are the beneficiaries of Israel, we benefit because Israel's a blessing to all families on earth. It's now for us, we are to bless. That's Genesis 12:3.
Yes.
Our role is to bless. We bless Israel. We bless the Jewish people.
Yes.
The Bible promised it. We have an opportunity to bless. And if our Jewish brothers, our Jewish sisters ever needed blessing, Bishop, it's now. It is now. This has never happened, most likely, to any of us to be in a situation where an entire race of people who are attacked viciously. And that's where, for those of us who have said for years, I stand with Israel, I stand with Israel, I love Israel, this is our opportunity to demonstrate that love in a real way, Bishop, as the church of Jesus Christ, those of us who love God, this is our opportunity.
And you know, this is a great time again to say to all of our people who are listening in now how much you love Israel, you love this fellowship, you love Yael. Would you please, please consider giving? We've never needed you more.
Following Iran's unprecedented direct attack upon Israel with hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles, the people of Israel continue to face military threats from enemies seeking her very destruction. Today, Israel is fighting with Hamas terrorists in the south, Iran-backed Hezbollah in the north, and now the nation of Iran itself.
I'm believing that wherever it might be that the enemies of Israel might seek to inflict and to wound, to maim, I'm believing that God will use this fellowship to alleviate, to heal, to bind up the wounded, to feed, to clothe, to build more bomb shelters. Nobody should have to live like this.
As Christians, we must act urgently and pray fervently that God's unfailing compassions will provide the resources to help Israel defend itself against Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Your emergency gift of $45 or any amount the Lord leads you to give today will help provide current and future emergency aid, including medical supplies, food, protective gear for first responders, emergency supply kits, additional bomb shelter construction, reinforced ambulances, trauma care for children and the elderly, medicine, and other critical needs. Call 800-609-2332, 800-609-2332, or online at protectisrael.org. Sheila Walsh is an author, Bible teacher, and television host on the TBN television network.
Hello, my friends. Like most of you, I woke up on the morning of October the 7th to the devastating news of the Hamas terrorist bombings in Israel. I had the privilege this year of working with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I saw the work that they do on the ground. Wherever there's an issue, they are there. Whereas most of us, when we would hear something devastating happening, it would be our instinct to run away. That's not who they are. They run toward the problem. They need our help desperately now. Women and children have been kidnapped. The situation is devastating, and I know that they are God's boots on the ground making a difference. So I just want to ask you, would you pray for our friends? Would you pray for God's hand of protection over Israel? And then would you do whatever you can to support, to undergird this work that will make a difference? It's going to be needed today, tomorrow, for weeks and months. But we have this beautiful calling to be there for one another. So I'm asking you, I love these people. I love the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I've seen the difference they make. You and I can help them make that difference. Thank you. God bless you.
Eric Metaxas is the New York Times best-selling author of the book Bonhoeffer and host of the nationally syndicated Eric Metaxas radio show.
Israel understands that in order to have shalom, in order to have peace, sometimes you have to fight and you have to be willing to fight. Why? Because there is evil in this world. If you don't understand that there is evil in this world, evil will triumph. When you think about the Holocaust, most of the world didn't want to believe when it was revealed what had been done. Most people don't want to believe that human beings are capable of that. You have to recognize that there is such a thing as evil, and you have to be willing to fight against it or to be prepared to fight against it. Israel understands that we have a right to exist, and we will fight. There are always evil forces that want to crush freedom. And I also think that there are forces, you know, when we talk about evil, evil is at war with God. And when you're at war with God, you're at war with God's people. And I think that anybody who loves God needs to understand that there are evil forces in the world, spiritual forces of evil that want to crush the people of God. And this is something that's simply true. And not to understand that is not to understand the scripture, because it's at the heart of so many stories in scripture. And so, you know, if you love God, you hate evil, but you understand there is evil and you need to stand against it. Bonhoeffer probably didn't say it, but he's often credited with the phrase, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us guiltless. And I talk about the guilt of the German church that said, oh, it's not our job to speak up. Many of them didn't know what was happening, but a few prophetic voices like Bonhoeffer said, you need to stand and speak now. You need to fight against this now. And they kind of acted like, well, we're just going to take a neutral path. Who's to say what's really happening? And by the time they saw what was happening, it was too late. When you see these things happening, you must speak. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. And in a way, the reason we've gotten to where things are now with madness on every front is because many, I'm speaking to my fellow Christians, have been silent, have been unwilling to stick their necks out and say, no, this is wrong. We're not going to allow this. How do you get free? How do you keep tyrants from controlling you and enslaving you? Obviously, that's all through the scripture, the story of the Exodus. And I really think that many Americans don't understand that what we have in America, what you have in Israel, this is not normative around the world. And we have to understand it and cherish it and teach our children what it is and teach our children that people died so that we could have these freedoms. These freedoms didn't come free. They're very, very costly. And we have not been understanding how precious these things are, how people had to fight and in many cases die for them. And so that's a very, very important thing. And that's, I think, why we are kind of going through difficult times right now in many, many ways, because people have forgotten that I need to understand these things and I need to fight for these things. They're worth fighting for.
Greg Laurie here with some thoughts about what's happening in Israel. We have all been horrified to see these unbelievable images on our television screens and our social media feeds of atrocities that we have not seen since World War II. It's evil on another level. Well, Israel has to defend themselves. Can you imagine if on the heels of 9/11, people said, well, you know, just don't fight back. No, we have to stop this. And Israel has to do the same. So when the Bible says pray for the peace of Jerusalem, I do pray for peace, but I do pray that they succeed in stopping this wicked enemy from doing what they're doing. And I pray that they get the hostages out. So we need to pray for those who have lost loved ones in such a tragic way. But we also need to be reminded that I believe these are signs of the times. You know, the Bible says the end time events would revolve around the Middle East and specifically Jerusalem. God said in the book of Zechariah, he would make Jerusalem a cup of trembling and a burdensome stone. And it's interesting to look at the enemies of Israel, how often they bring up Jerusalem. You know, people say, well, all they want is a two-state solution. I think what they want in some cases is a final solution. And that's the verbiage that the Nazis used and Hitler used in eradicating the Jewish people from the face of the earth. You can't negotiate with someone that says you do not have the right to exist. And Iran, who back Hamas, have openly said on many occasions that they want to wipe Israel off the face of the map. So let's all be praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
Following Iran's unprecedented direct attack upon Israel with hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles, the people of Israel continue to face military threats from enemies seeking her very destruction. Today, Israel is fighting with Hamas terrorists in the south, Iran-backed Hezbollah in the north, and now the nation of Iran itself.
I'm believing that wherever it might be that the enemies of Israel might seek to inflict and to wound, to maim, I'm believing that God will use this fellowship to alleviate, to heal, to bind up the wounded, to feed, to clothe, to build more bomb shelters. Nobody should have to live like this.
As Christians, we must act urgently and pray fervently that God's unfailing compassions will provide the resources to help Israel defend itself against Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Your emergency gift of $45 or any amount the Lord leads you to give today will help provide current and future emergency aid, including medical supplies, food, protective gear for first responders, emergency supply kits, additional bomb shelter construction, trauma care for children and the elderly, medicine, and other critical needs. Call 800-609-2332, 800-609-2332, or online at protectisrael.org.
I believe if all of us do what we are led to do, whether it's giving $5, whether it's giving $15, giving that widow's mite, giving from our tithes, giving any amount, $100, maybe you could even afford $1,000, now is the time that we need to mobilize as Israel faces this existential threat. And I believe nothing is too big for God. So do what you can.
Together, Christians and Jews can claim the promise from God in Psalm 138, verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. Your gift of $45 today will help protect Jewish lives and provide emergency essentials to Jewish families now and in the future attacks as Israel fights for its very survival.
Hello, my friend Pat Boone here. Can we have just a moment? I'm here speaking for the Fellowship of Christians and Jews It's on behalf of these people that they're trying to help that I'm reaching out to you. Your emergency gift will help save lives and provide critical essentials needed right now. So would you please stop what you're doing and consider these lives that can be saved if you and I respond. Please give as generously as you can today. Our God will reward you.
Please call 800-609-2332. That's 800-609-2332. Or donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org. Bless Israel was written and produced by Westar Media and is made possible on this station through the prayers and financial contributions from friends and supporters of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a 501c3 nonprofit. You can learn more at protectisrael.org. May God bless you and your family in miraculous ways for your loving support of Israel during this unprecedented war crisis. Shalom.